of experiments, Fernando Nottebohm and his research team showed that the numbers of neurons in the forebrains of male canaries dramatically increased during the mating season. And this was the same time in which the birds had to learn new songs to attract females. Understand what you're getting into. I am going to mess with the chemistry of your brain. Well, maybe I'm just whispering and you might think it harmless, might think yourself safe. Whatever you think I can actually do to you from this far away with an audio that you can turn off and on at any time. Trust me when I tell you that you underestimate the effect I will have on you. Certain thoughts, certain emotions do affect you physically. If I say one word, residual neural path pathways will not be permanent. What's funny is that doesn't make you stop listening, does it? Well, but just the thought of it makes you excited. That when I say these things, a part of your brain pops off and a shocking hit of arousal courses like adrenaline through your body. Just adds to that drive and desire for more. Intellectually, you may recognize it as a threat, but that's the same thinking that is sometimes used to hold my very real power in contempt. It might be intellectual, logical even, but words are very, very wrong. I just want to play with you, experiment, poke about and see the results. My curiosity is my arousal. I don't want to find out what makes you tick. Really, I don't need to. I already know you. You are a slut. Sluts are easy. No, I'm actually going to make you tick. Change the tempo of your thoughts. Pluck your strings and turn you into a melody song. Sluts are the very best canvas, and I can make you into a masterpiece. But first I need your consent. By now it should be informed. Is using what you want to control you and leaving you blissed out and happy with the results really wrong? Maybe to some people, but not to me. Not to you. No, this is what you want. So say it. Consent to it. Consent. Say it in your head, in your heart, out loud. And then we will progress. Good boy. Now, you might have noticed some sounds in the background. They've been going on for quite some time. And while you noticed them, eventually you stopped consciously thinking about them. For a bit now, while I've been whispering in your ears, you've been cycling those sounds out from your primary focus. But now that I've mentioned them, they've come back to the forefront. This cycling out of stimuli. The metronome, for instance, to in exchange free up more of your processing power to a more important focus. In this case, my words, is called bottlenecking. Your brain simply can't process and focus on all of the stimuli that it picks up at any given moment. There's just so much of it. Each one of your senses gathering up so much information all at once. Selective auditory attention. That's what it's called if you're curious. This ability of your brain to phase out the unimportant, the dull and boring and ordinary. It's like a weaponized apathy of your neurons. Other sounds and feelings are just not as important. They fade away. Right now, other thoughts just aren't as important. It's okay to think them for your mind to sometimes wander off, for you to sometimes even lose track of my voice as the metronome's ticking takes over your thoughts. It becomes expected. It becomes anticipated. So quickly it's carving a path in your mind, so you know what's coming next. Ding, tick, tick, ding, tick, tick, ding. When that expectation is met, when the ticking turns into that ding, it's a check mark in your brain, a conditioning that makes this continuing stimuli a reinforcement of what you perceive as reality. Ding, tick, tick, ding, tick, tick, ding. Be a good little test subject. Repeat these thoughts in your mind each time you hear it.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes, please.
These are very powerful words.
You will think
yes with every tick. And please with every ding.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes,
practice is the best conditioning of all.
Yes, yes,
so I want you to repeat it with me out loud.
Yes, yes, please.
You can whisper it secretly and softly under your breath.
Yes, yes,
or say it with confidence into an empty room.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes.
Think
yes, yes, please.
Each time you
yes,
say
yes, please.
Think
yes, yes, please.
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 Yes, yes,
please.
Yes, yes,
please.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes,
please.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes,
please.
Yes, yes,
please. With each cycle. This is how easy it is for me to condition you to create a new neural pathway inside your head. Just like a path in the woods, the more it is traveled, the more pronounced the trail becomes, the easier to follow again. Listening to me for a bit, listening to this file. With time, all triggers within it will start to fade away like an overgrown trail. But each time you listen, you reinforce it. Deeper and deeper, deeper. It's a channel, a flow within you. But even within this file, it strengthens itself. This ding, the trigger I've tied it to. Now each time you hear it, it will cause a response. Maybe at first just a little one. Even if it's just the conscious thought I told you to focus on every time you hear the ding, you will beg. Even your thoughts can be bottlenecked within your attention. So that even though right now you consciously keep thinking the word, yes, yes, please. Soon as you focus deeper, you won't even notice yourself thinking them, saying them. It won't need to be conscious to be ongoing, because every time you think enough to think at all, just hearing the tick, tick, ding will stimulate your brain into bringing up the words. Yes, yes. Begging with every tick, tick, ding. You are begging. Begging for more conditioning. Begging for the tick, tick, ding to be tied to something even more interesting, even more fun. So what shall it be? Pleasure is always good. Everyone enjoys feeling pleasure. Desperate desire to surrender you. Of controlling another human being, a thinking mind, an individual personality that willingly submits as I shape you more and more to my desires. Much of that, I must admit, is the journey itself. The shaping, the end result is open to discussion. It's the process itself I find the most pleasurable. Brainwashing you. I want to make it more sexual.
And so I will. And so you will feel sexual pleasure every time you hear the ding. Let that tick tick that precedes it correspond with how your cock feels with a stroke. How when you touch yourself, some spots are more sensitive than others, and as you rub and stroke and squeeze, those ticks are smaller pleasures, rippling into bigger pleasures with each ding. Rippling.
That's how I want you to imagine the feeling. Picture it as a ripple across your mind. Not just visually, but with all your senses. Picture it. Feel it. And, dopamine-inducing jolt of sexual pleasure that sinks into you. Like a diamond dropped into a cup of water. A flashing, beautiful, brilliant jolt of pleasure that strikes downwards. Fast and intense from the tip of your head to the tip of your other boots. Enjoying the experience, the journey of pleasure that it travels through as it runs through your body. That diamond doesn't just sink there. It makes a splash. It sends ripples. The ding causes ripples when it enters you. Ripples of movement, of energy, of pure sexual pleasure that is an aftershock of the main event. Each and every ding, a new jolt of pleasure goes through your body. Sexual pleasure as more ripples are formed. More pleasure piles out and up. The ripples lap at the edges, pleasurably threatening to overflow. Each tick building the intensity like teasing fingers, massaging you lower and feeling so good. Even my words can sometimes fade out, and all you can focus on is the sound and your conditioned response. Yes. Yes, yes, please. Each and every time you hear the ding, it trains you more and more. Just like Pavlov and his good puppy. More and more you turn into my puppy. My good little puppy. Instead of drool, I get your pleasure dripping from you. Like a dog promised a treat. You obey in search of, no, in anticipation of pleasure, of reward. Like a puppy, you have my fondness, but since you're human, you get so much more. Your mind can follow much more complex orders. You can be trained to be so more useful. But in your heart, you really are just my
best. Yes, yes, please. Yes, yes, please. Yes, yes, please.
The pleasure you feel with each tick, does not cancel out the litany that accompanies them in your thoughts. The sexual arousal and pleasure you feel cancels out everything else. But not your begging. agreement, your consent,
your downward spiraling into deeper trance and deeper pleasure.
The words no longer matter. Just focus on the pleasure. Intellectual speaking and logical thought serve a purpose, but your desire is so straightforward.
Sex.
And so easy.
So easy to fuck with a slut's brain like yours.
The words no longer matter. Nothing else matters right now. Nothing else will matter until my voice and my metronome stop.
My fingers trailing and leaving goosebumps in their wake.
Feel my pleasure and my joy at your submission, translating into pure pleasure as I stroke you.
I don't know if you knew this, but I've been doing massage therapy for quite a while now. Nowadays, just for fun. Used to be 6 to 8 massages a day, and I have a lot of experience. Just like with hypnosis, massage came to me rather naturally. Manipulating muscles is not so very different from manipulating minds. There are spots on your scalp, pressure points that cause such lovely effects. And I start out with your head face up, cradled by several fingertips from each of my hands. And I rotate your head a bit, fingers adroitly touching several spots,
best coming to rest underneath where the back of your neck meets your scalp.
You feel a pressure against this spot. It's called your occipital. You feel it in your brain.
Tingles. Pleasurable release of an invisible strain you didn't know existed. And you've been bottlenecking it, blocking out the strain for a long time.
Feel the strain washed away by the pleasure.
My metronome catches it up with its swings and cycles it away. Any stresses that are unneeded, unwanted, worries that go nowhere and serve no point. A flood of oxytocin is being produced inside your brain right now. It's very real and very able to wash away your stresses and frustrations, like the festering toxins they are. Feel the pleasure as the pleasure itself from your conditioned responses flushes all strain away.
Good boy. It's so nice how you are agreeing with everything I am saying. That you will continue to agree to everything I am saying, that you will beg for more. This is a very real addiction within you. One you enjoy the same way you do sweet. When you love to indulge, but
oh, how it feels so good when you go deeper.
You beg so pretty, especially when your mind is so
blank.
You don't even know what you are begging for, what you need. Pleasure hits you again and again.
It grows stronger and stronger. More and more intense, more and more pleasurable chemicals are produced and triggered in your brain.
You really don't know what you are begging for, do you?
It's nameless and faceless, and I control it completely. Right now, I control you completely. power and femininity combined are an irresistible drug to you. You would do anything.
And you just need more.
And more.
And more.
And you need more trance. You need more kink. You need to be dominated in some way, some place, by some woman. You crave it and dream of it and think of it so much. You need to know that for at least a little while, you have no responsibilities. You are bound up, if not by rope right now, then by my words. You can't be faulted for not doing anything. You are helpless.
Just my control does it for you, doesn't it?
Feel it. Again and again.
Each stroke, each hit of pleasure, each begging thought reducing you to what you need to be. A part of you might not think you want to. Perhaps coming from some shame lurking inside you, influenced by a still evolving society that's holding you back from embracing yourself.
I'm here to tell you, it's okay. It's okay to want this. It's okay to enjoy this.
It doesn't make you weak as a man. To submit this way? It only makes you weak to me.
That's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
I like it very much.
The question is, how much does my opinion matter to you? The more you care to listen, the more important my words clearly are. Accept that. I accept you.
I
celebrate your naughty, kinky, slutty side. And accept that my opinion is what's most important to you right now.
I can't help
but rub you, play with you, love you. Right now, you are mine. I hold your mind in my grasp. My ownership is also my responsibility.
I cannot help but love that which is mine.
And that blind spot you hold for those you are fond of, where all actions are filtered through an optimistic viewpoint and unconditional response as it's programmed into me by evolution. Just as submission is into you from my files. I can't help but respond to your submission with my affection. With my desire to make you better.
Good owners take pride in their possessions, and the better you are, the more pride I feel.
It's to this purpose you strive to be better. It's the path to pleasure.
My pleasure is your pleasure.
The path carves deeper and deeper inside of you with each tick, each day. Success comes with determination. Will you be determined for me, my pet?
Yes, yes, please.
I want you to beg to be better.
I want you to beg for more pleasure.
Better is defined by my moral conscience, which becomes yours. Succeed first, help after. Help during, but only so far as it does not majorly impede you. Take care of yourself, and you're better able to take care of others. But taking care of others is also very important. I will make you succeed. I will make you feel submissive. Fulfilled. But only submissive to me. Always to me. You're safe with me. Your need is what drives you right now. Your mind so shrouded by arousal and blissed out blankness that what I'm saying doesn't matter that much.
It isn't so important as to have each word remembered. All that matters is this pathway created.
Being a good boy brings you pleasure.
Brings my hand on your cock.
I'm going to touch your very core.
I'm stroking as my eyes pour into you and your soul finds peace.
Your body finds fire.
Heating up as your heartbeat picks up.
The pleasure steadily grows even more intense.
You want to come and burst all of that pleasure out in a party that will run for an instant of eternity that creates a chasm of pleasure all over your body.
Tingling and tickling, and yet you can't yet, can you? Something's missing.
With each number I say, your mind will fracture a little bit more. More and more under the onslaughts of the pleasure. Just in a few places, mind you. The places that control your self-control. Feel yourself releasing more and more of your control over your own orgasms to me.
My desire is that you feel pleasure.
My command is that you feel pleasure.
Sweet, wonderful, sexual pleasure. The pleasure you feel when your cock thrusts inside of a woman as her voice fucks inside you. With each number, you give in more and more into the pleasure. So that every time I say one, it's a permission slip to ponder for orgasm. To release
the pleasure you
pressure
feel when you sheathe yourself inside of me.
And feel that as you thrust in a sexual explosion of pleasure that bursts free.
Nine. Every time I say one, you are encouraged to come. Encouraged by my lips trailing along your body.
Leaving a pathway of heat and arousal.
Only coming from me can feel so good.
Only fucking as it
lies nice. Pleasure
to give you
true completion.
Eight. Yes, yes, please.
Good puppies get rewarded.
Yes, yes, please.
You're a good puppy, aren't you?
Please.
Ding.
Seven.
Ding.
Yes, yes,
ding.
I'm going to count over and over.
Yes, yes.
And for right now, my commands are simple and passive when your pleasure comes over you. It's just glide there,
hard and
relax.
More
just enjoy
the pleasure
as I roll you.
Feel it building up, ready to burst out.
Six.
We're guided.
Feel my words like soft flesh on top of your heart.
Sensation rubbing against you in a sensual stimulation.
It leaves you.
Soft weight, those who squeeze and fondle.
One.
feel so good
come
inside.
For me.
Pump me harder, harder, deeper.
Oh, fuck, fuck.
Feel the pleasure. Ten. You are
my good boy.
Nine.
My sweet boy.
Eight.
You're allowed to come.
Seven. I'm going to.
Every time I say dry,
it's my permission to come. My encouragement. Six.
Every scene is a command,
but a suggestive one.
No expectation, only desire.
Five.
Only my pleasure on your cock.
Sucking my witness off of you. Tongue running up and down. Up and down.
Four.
Up, lashing down for you. Three.
Up as even numbers as a wave before you.
Say the rest is coming to its conclusion, to either breaking in a clash of foamy white or to rolling, growing stronger, making the inevitable orgasmic break even stronger when it comes rolling and rushing over you.
Two, I want to taste your orgasm mixed with mine. My hands are on your balls, playing and gently massaging, my mouth taking you deeper and deeper and sucking. Sucking as if you're my only hope of sustenance. So good it hurts.
Two, will come for me.
One,
so no matter
what, you can't resist it.
I'm fucking your mind.
Come for me.
From it.
Nine.
Bend you will come
from it.
Eight.
The stroke
of my words like tentacles reaching in and seductively stroking your brain.
Seven. My hand fiddles with something behind you. You feel the tip of something solid pressing against your hole.
Six.
Dirty, but oh so
you
good as I
fuck
you in the
ass.
Just relax as I pound
your
you like a slut.
Even
you
once you do come, still
see
come
the way you are bringing sensations
on pleasure,
my fate cock inside of you.
Even your
possessing
mind feels your
horny,
you
pressing
it
against your
prostate. It builds again and erupts.
Two. Again and again it hits you just right on the inside.
The pleasure builds into a pressure that builds and builds, and baby, all I want you to do is ride that wave of pleasure all the way. Oh, please.
Oh, one, come for me.
Ride it.
Ride the pleasure.
Since slut, come for me. Come for me like my good boy. Yes. Yes, that's it. Oh. Give it all to me. I'm gonna milk you dry. Oh.
Right. Well, I fuck you from behind. I want to play with yourself. Take that sensitive flesh and rub it strong. Ten. I'll put my hand. Shiver and tremble as pleasure wash over you like the tide again and again. Rolling and rushing, crashing, relentless and unending. Pleasure, 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 splashing. No baby, running. Dancing along your skin, electric tingles. And the more you focus on the feelings, focus on the pleasure, the more you feel it, the stronger it gets, the better it is. Focus for me, slut. Block everything else off in your mind, but the pleasure is expanding in your mind, and there is just so much of it as you stroke yourself faster, now faster, yes, faster. The pleasure grows faster and forces out everything else. It's all you can focus on. It's all there is. Big and intense as the sun, this pleasure fills you. Really, truly, deeply fills you. Every neuron pathway in your mind is flooded. Every nerve is tingling and uncontrollable, surging as your hips surge and you thrust and you pump and you come. You come. That's it, slut. Come for me. Pump it all out, milk out every fucking drop. I want to see you drenched in it. As the pleasure bursts free and like an eruption, it just keeps coming, keeps flowing out of you with every tick. And everything, and it's just so, so much your mind could break from it.
But I don't want that to happen.
Good, Pat. Ease back now. You did perfect. Relax as you feel me inside, smoothing away at the pathways I've created. Smoothing away triggers and influencer, they can only be refelt within this file or any of my other files. Rearranging thought patterns back to what they were, but letting you keep any bits you'd like to. Freeing you, for as much as you don't want to be free, you need to know you can be, that you will be. You will be safe until the next time you come to me. Only when you willingly come under trance will my power hold sway over you. It doesn't really worry me, because I know you. I know what you want. Breathing deeply, feeling so good. Like the Boy Scouts, I'm leaving you better than I found you. Stronger, more relaxed. Better. You feel better. Take whatever time you need to gather your thoughts. I'm going to leave you here to slowly float and trance for as long as it feels nice. Waking whenever you feel ready to face the world again. The music goes for another 15 minutes. If you'd like, you can just relax.
You already put this time aside.
Ease back and float just for a little bit. I feel so good. That's my good bit. You did. Easy, blissed out trance was so fun. I guess that's why it's so addictive. All those chemicals released, you just get hooked on and want them more and more. No. My bad, I'm sorry. We're supposed to be letting you slowly wake up. Not taking you even deeper, but it's so hard. For me, you're just so cute like this. So perfect. I just want to play with you more and more, but I'll restrain myself for now.